100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storytelling, y'all. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Greetings, everyone. My name is Dr. Betty Speaks, and I thank you once again for tuning in to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. Remember, this is that intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, ambition, your faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage our listeners who are worldwide, that's right, worldwide, with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in with us every Wednesday. And you know, like I say, each Wednesday is a special guest. Let me tell you, today is a special guest, honestly. I know you're probably saying every time you say that you have a special guest, and I appreciate all your call-ins, your comments, and the things that you have to say, the feedback from us that you render to us each week. So today, once again, you'll be listening to nothing but the stone cold truth. So if you're lacking in motivation right now to the point that is keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person that's standing in your way is you. You see, I tell you, we have a mission that's going on today. And my guest today is going to talk to you from the heart. I look up to her so often. She has a platform that is amazing, absolutely amazing. So again, I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm not going to borrow too much of her time because I want her to talk to you today. I want her to speak to your heart. Oh, that's a song, Speak to My Heart, you know. So we're going to see if she can sing too. But, you know, she's coming from, I want to say Flint, Michigan, you know, Flint, by way of Flint, Michigan. And she's an April baby. Woo-hoo, I love that. So I'm going to move out of the way and ask Dr. Sonya Robinson, is she there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Betty Speaks. And I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be on your show today. I've for the last 2 years that I've met you, maybe three now, you know, I've enjoyed you so much. Oh, I remember when I first met you and I'm like, Dr. Betty Speaks. I wonder if she calls herself Speaks because she speaks. And then I had to ask you about that and you said, oh, it is Speaks. And I mean, you are a fantastic person, you know, just marvelous. And you have the heart of a diamond.
Wow.
So again, I just want to say thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be on your show. And thank you to your audience members as well.
Absolutely. You know, Dr. Sonya, it always takes one to know one. And, you know, our meeting actually goes back further than the day you asked yourself that question. It speaks my last name. I remember being at a Black Belt speakers event. I forget which state it was because I think I've gone to three now, but we had to change tables. And yes. I hate not sitting at the same table with my husband because he knows my dilemmas. And I had the opportunity to sit at the table with you.
Yes.
Like, oh my gosh, look at her. She's gorgeous. It's like Prince Diana all over again with the beautiful nail polish and so that was the first opportunity we had to meet, and we were at the same table. And I never will forget Dr. Reuben West saying, you never know who's sitting to your right or left.
Yes.
You never know who's sitting to your right or left. And you have been that you touched my heart that night because we had to do a 30-second video speech or something.
Yeah, and it was a 30-second.
Yes. So you touched my heart that night. And you know, you and I spoke earlier today. We did some behind the scenes conversations. So I just want the audience to know this young lady has a phenomenal platform. So I would like for you to talk about your platform, talk about your book. You know, just I'm not going to even try to read your bio that I download from somewhere. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, it's like she either owned this Fortune 500 company or something else. But for some reason, because of our heart meshes with one another. I do want you to talk about Proverbs. I think it was Proverbs 4, chapter 23 that I may have messaged you or put on your Facebook. But I'm just let you talk. How's that?
Okay, you're just gonna let me talk.
Yes. Okay. When you feel like coming up for air, I'll send you some water.
Okay. So I just want to start out by saying that my platform is Conversations That Matter. And one of the reasons why I went through, you know, I chose this narrative is that throughout my life, you know, I've sat back and I've observed people and I've watched them, you know, I've watched their interaction with each other. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I notice is that people, when they're talking, sometimes you're just not listening to what is being said. Sometimes, you know, and you can tell because you can listen to the responses that they come back with. And what I want people to understand is communication is just like laying any other foundation. And you'll probably say, well, what do you mean by that, Sonia? Let's look at a baby, for instance, you know, a little less than 1 year old. You know, what do you think they're going through at that age? They're learning communication skills. So you think about it. You know, you'll see them pointing. You'll see them clapping. You'll be doing this with them. You know, you'll be doing all these things with them. And then it gets to the point where you want to play Ring Around the Roses because you want games that are interactive. So all of this is a sign of communication. And people need to understand communication doesn't start today. Communication starts in your early youth, back in your when you're laying the foundation, when you're talking about your behavior and your beliefs, because all that is what's going to get you to where you are today. So what people need to understand is what they're seeing playing out in the world today, that comes back from your early childhood. Beliefs, your behaviors, because look at what's going on in the world today where people, you can't even say anything to anybody. I mean, if you say the wrong thing, you know, they're so temperamental. They're going to come out with, I mean, you know, comments or, you know, remarks or whatever. But what we need to be doing is engaging each other. You know, we need to be asking those hard questions, you know, to understand what the issue is. And that's just something we don't do today. I went to a restaurant. I was at, I went to Tropical Smoothies to get a smoothie one morning, and this is before COVID hit. So I walked in there at 7 o'clock. I ordered my little smoothie and I sat down at a table. And this lady comes in behind me, and she sat at the same table, you know, which I was okay with. But then the manager asked her if she placed her order. And she said, yeah, I did. So he says, well, I don't see anything. And she says, well, it's supposed to be ready at 7:30. So it's 7:10. So I'm watching this play out, right? I'm watching this play out because I can see where it's going already. Wow. And so, you know, he says, well, again, you know, I don't see anything. And she said, well, I placed my order at 6:50. Again, now keep in mind, buddy, it's only 7:10. And they're going back and forth. And I'm sitting here like, oh, okay. So again, you know, he's asking her these questions because he's trying to tell her the order won't drop until 7:30.
Wow.
Right. But you know, he starts to say something. She jumps in with what she has to say. So finally she stood up and she says, I tell you what, I'm gonna tell you what you can do with that smoothie. And she told him what to do. She says, you're trying to get feisty. You're not gonna mess up my day. I'm leaving. I'm like, oh, okay. So after she leaves, he comes over to me and he says, well, what did I do? Well, what did I say? I says, what you need to understand is there was something already going on with her.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is neither one of you were listening to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I look at when I talk about communication is that communication is heartfelt. It's not coming from the head.
Yes.
You know, if you're listening to someone and they're just not, you know, they're not getting it, you know, they're feeling some kind of way because they're feeling bad because you're not listening to them. It doesn't hurt their head. It hurts their heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to be able to just know that you care. So, you know, if you see somebody, and most of the time, you know, we're good at this, is that you'll see somebody, hi, how you doing? And you keep moving. Now, here's my thing with that, you know, and I know I'm kind of jumping, but I just want to cover a lot today because, you know, there's so many things that we're going through in today's society. And when you ask somebody how they feel, are you really truly interested in how they feel? Or is that something just to be said that, you know, I'm just being polite? Because sometimes you will catch a person that's going through some things when you ask them that question. And you need to take the time to make sure that it's not someone that may be on the cusp of going out here running in front of a car and getting hit or something. You know, they may have so many things going on in their head that they can't take it. But your conversation to them, you're speaking to them, may be the thing that saved their life. Mm. I mean, and these are things that we need to understand because, you know, I've walked around people, you know, and I'll say good morning. Sometimes I'm in a rush, you know, but I'll say good morning. But depending on how they respond, I may back up.
Yes.
How are you really doing today? You know, I want them to know that I'm listening because there's a difference between listening and hearing. When I'm listening and hearing what you're saying to me. But if I'm hearing you, I'm just hearing you talk. You know, it's not like I can regurgitate what you just said to me. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm saying when you're actually speaking to people and you're asking them how they're doing, take time to listen and actually hear what they're saying to you. I mean, there's been a time where I've had this conversation and somebody said, you know, that hug you gave me and the time you took to speak with me today. Do you know, when I got up this morning, suicide was on. It was in my head.
Yes.
But now that I've had the opportunity to, you know, just that hug, you don't know what it did. Yes. But it changed the way I was thinking. It changed the way that I was feeling. So I'm just saying, you know, when you're running across a person, just don't run through them. Just don't run around them. But take the time. Just take the time to see, you know, to hear, just to listen what they have to say that they're not saying. Because if you truly want to get to what a person is thinking, just ask the question. You need to be able to ask the right questions. And that's something that we're not very good at either. And, you know, when I talk about communication, communication is broad. It's something that can occur in the workplace. It's something that can happen in government. It's something that happens in the street. It happens in the family. Mm. It happens with the children. So understand, if we could get our kids, and I'm not saying, you know, you start with your kids right now. Again, as I said earlier, we talked about babies. You know, start working with your kids because, again, communication is something that's going to go on forever. It's something that you're going to have to practice. It's not something that's just going to come all the time. You know, it's not like, okay, I'm going to learn it once and I'm done. It's going to be ongoing. And again, with so many things that we have going on in the world today, this is something that's very instrumental in order for us to move forward. So we need to just remember, when we talk about communications, we're good, we're better together. You know, we will never get ahead in life without having the communications that we need. That's even, like I said, in the household. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we look at in the household is you know, the husband and the wife. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to use husband and wife at that matter, because what you need to realize is the kids in the house are watching how you interact. You know, if you show love for one another, they're going to pick that up. If you show, you know, hate for each other, they're going to pick that up. And that's what they're going to carry forward in their life. So when we talk about communication, we need to be careful on what we show in our household, what we show around our kids. We just need to be careful how we just go about our life. You don't want to see your kids in jail. You don't want to see your kids in the street. And then come to find out, like what we're seeing today in the street, you know, it started at home. You know, a lot of the stuff can be, like I said, cut off if we practice in the house. You know, it's like what we see or what we imitate, because baby, that's what babies are going to follow. They're going to imitate what they see. Kids are going to imitate what they see. If they can see you being civil in the household, they're going to be civil in the household as well as civil in the street. I just, you know, I have a my grandson. I was just in Texas a couple of weeks ago, and I was just amazed when I got there, because he's a year old now, and I'm watching him, and he looks at me, and he, you know, he starts making these sign languages, and I'm like, oh, really? You know, and so basically what he tells me is he's eating. He wants more. you know, he rubs his stomach because he's asking, saying, please.
Wow.
Right. He's doing all these things. And I'm sitting here watching like, wow. You know, it's a foundation that starts at home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, and, you know, they want something, they point. But at this time, you know, they're trying to get him to do things to, you know, they want to increase his vocabulary, you know, and the sign language is a way of doing it. And so, you know, and I just, some of these young parents, you know, I'm just amazed at what they're teaching their kids. And I'm proud of what I see, because I see them starting to work with their kids at home and in the house. Yeah. And like, I'm not going to go into our age, Betty. I mean, you know, we young with wisdom. That's what we are.
Yes.
But it's like in our day, you know, it's like when we were coming up, there were certain things we weren't allowed to do. You know, we couldn't stay in the room with adults when they were speaking. We had to leave the room. We couldn't repeat what was told or what we overheard, you know?
Yes.
And then so it's like we went back to a generation and you kind of wonder what happened. Because I remember if I said something wrong, my grandmother had no problem with backhanding, you know, backhanding, slapping.
See it.
Right. And so these kids, then we went to, you know, these, you know, I'm going to jump a generation and go back a little bit. And these kids, you know, they sit in the room, they can repeat what you said. They're sitting there having a conversation with you. They get in the street. They want to clown and act the fool in the street. Mm-hmm. And what did your mother used to tell you if you did that? Don't be embarrassing me.
Mm-hmm.
That was what they said. Don't be embarrassing me. I see these kids out in the street with their parents, and I'm sitting here like, oh my God.
Yes, and saying things like, you do it, I can do it.
Right. And what did they tell us? You don't do what I do, you do as I say do.
Hello.
Right, these are the things we were taught, and like I said, it skipped a generation, and now we're over here with the new generations. And you know, my thing here with the new generations is you need to start training them now, because they're gonna be the future. They're going to be the millennials that carry us to the next level. So you need to work with them early. And in doing so, you know, it's like you're passing the baton, but you're teaching them the wisdom that you have.
I love it.
Yes, you're teaching them the wisdom that you have. You're passing that on, as well as they're learning the new wisdom, you know, learning new things that are coming on as well. So as they mature and they get to, you know, let's say, where they'll be able to run the government, or they'll be able to, you know, work in churches, teach churches, because we have the same issues in churches as well. You know, people sometimes don't want to own up to that, but we do have the same issues in church. And, you know, in church, you need to be careful how you talk to your members. It's like they have hearts just like you do. You know, I'm just amazed that since I've had the show, I have, I've had a lot of questions about the leaders in the church. I'm trying to be careful how I phrase this.
Yes.
Had a lot of questions about the leaders in the church and, you know, how they respond to the members and what they say or don't say. And, you know, it's just a lot of things. And what one of the things that gets me is that, you know, we sit in these meetings and it's like, why are we here in this meeting? Because you already know what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be honest, that's what it is. And it's work too. You call me in a meeting for something you already have your mind made up. But what they fail to understand when they do that is that they shut people down. They will shut people down where people don't want to give their input.
I'm sorry too, because you were that fly on the wall that I've been trying to squash. I just got off the call and we were talking about the very same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You already made the meeting and set the dates and we're just here.
Right. And I'm sitting here, and I'm gonna be honest, because I'd be sitting up there like, and you wanted me to come in this meeting because why? I mean, it's not like you want to hear what I have to say.
Yeah.
But again, I'm just saying that if you want to keep communication flowing, mm-hmm. you need to have an open mind. Your mind may be made up when you go into that meeting, but have an open mind, because I can guarantee you, if someone can come in there and they come up with this idea that's fabulous, you'll hear it. But if your mind is made up, you're not going to hear anything they have to say. I'm telling you, they can make you rich, but your mind is already made up. You know, you're not listening. So sometimes we have to go through this paradigm shift where we just have to, you know, just be open and willing to receive and be receptive to what the other person has to say.
I am not messing with Dr. Sonia Robinson today. She's on point. She says that because conversations do matter.
They do.
Starting from infancy. And what I love mostly is that you said, I was with my grandson about 2 weeks ago. And I'm in awe because my grandson is teaching me sign language. He's telling me what he wants with sign languages. Look at you. You're looking for something.
Girl.
You look. I know this right here means orange. And, you know.
Yeah, like, girl, I'm just sitting here in awe. And I'm like, really? You know, yes. I was just amazed.
And that is so important that your daughter or your children are expanding his mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they're expanding his mind. It's as if, did they give him a phone so he can communicate with the phone to watch these? You don't know how he learned.
I sit there and one of the things, because, you know, she doesn't allow him to watch TV. And I'm like, I got to sit here in the house because I had to babysit one day. You want me to sit in here with him all day and he can't watch TV? What am I going to do? But we had a fabulous time, because you know what I did? He has a habit of just dumping his toys and leaving them and going on to something else. So I made a little game, you know, put a clothes basket over here and I started throwing the toys over in the basket. And so he started throwing the toys in the basket. So, I mean, he just basically proved what I was thinking, you know, and we all know babies have a tendency to mimic what they see.
But
for some reason, you know, it's just like the kids or the babies that are coming up now are a lot quicker than what we used to be. So you really need to be patient and practice patience and around them. You know, you need to watch what you say. You need to watch what you do, because I've even seen kids like 8, 9, 10, you know, that you'll say something and they just get smart with you. And I sit here and I look at these people like, are you going to correct him? And, you know, it's like, well, when I get home, and I'm like, no. This is my thing here. So I may be wrong. You know, I'm not a therapist or anything, but yeah. I have, you know, I tend to think if you wait and correct them when they get home, they're going to forget what you're correcting them for.
Exactly.
You need to correct them on the spot.
That is so true, sister.
Mm-hmm.
That's but what yeah, my grandmama them spoke. They corrected us on the spot.
Yes. Like, yes. 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 And, you know, and it's just so funny because I've also been working in corporate America for, you know, 40 plus years. And, you know, and I've seen the same thing in corporate America and how they treat people and how they talk to people. And again, you have that same issue where, you know, you'll be sitting in these meetings and again, you know, their minds are made up, but they just want to, you know, they just want to go through to say they did it, to check that box. And I've watched people just get, you know, they just get dejected and they want to leave the company and, you know, all these things because of the way they're being treated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying in order to make it in corporate America, in order to make it in America, you know, we have to be inclusive and consider all people when we're having these dialogues. You know, we can't just, you know, it's like, this is how I feel today, so this is how I'm going to behave. No, it's not. You have to be inclusive of all people. And consider their feelings and consider their hearts. One last thing I'm going to make, because I know we have to go, but you know, there's this young lady that I used to, you know, I once a month I'm in a meeting with her. And, you know, she always repeated the same thing every month. We always knew what was coming. So, you know, what happened automatically is that, you know, everybody would shut down or they would be talking over her or whatnot. So she ran out of the room one day, and I couldn't figure out why. I'm like, well, did she get a call? And what actually happened? She felt like she wasn't being heard.
Wow.
And it hurt her heart.
Yes.
It hurt her heart. So again, all I'm just saying to the viewers is, you know, we really need communication. Communication matters. Communication is what's going to bring that widening gap together. Communication is what's going to fix the world today. So we just need to be cognizant of how we treat people, what we say to people. We just need to be civil to everyone. You know that golden rule, treat others as you would have them treat you.
Yes.
So that's what I'm asking the people to practice today, is that golden rule, is to be kind to one another, to treat each other, you know, the way you want to be treated. And remember, communication hurts the heart, not the head.
Stop it. That was Dr. Sonya Robinson, you everyone. And as she was speaking, I thought of, I want to say, I think her name is Natalie Turner. She's no longer with us, but her father, Nat Turner, has a great quote that always comes to mind in reference to communications. And he quoted that good communication is the bridge between confusion and clarity.
Yes.
Just as simple as that, good communication is the bridge between confusion and clarity. So I thank you, Dr. Sonya Robinson. Tell us about that book and the name of your book, and how can we get a copy of it?
Okay, the name of the book is Communication Mastery and Why It Matters. Now, one thing I did in the book is the book has, you know, you read the book and then I'm giving you some discussion, a study guideline in the book after each chapter with some discussion questions to make sure you're comprehending what you're reading. But you can get the book through Amazon or you can inbox me. I have tons and tons of books at home. You can inbox me and I'll get you a copy, or you can purchase the book from Amazon. And again, it's Communication Mastery and Why It Matters.
I'm going to ask her to definitely tag me on that so I could post it on Wednesday. And she says she has tons and tons of copy. Why not get an autograph copy from her, you know? I've seen the way she wraps them up and delivers them. So I know she's going to do it with excellence. Dr. Sonya Robinson, thank you so much for tuning in with us today. You've dropped so many nuggets. All you have to do, listeners, is definitely pass this conversation on to others. Leave us a comment. And if you'd like to get in touch with Dr. Sonya Rivers, Sonya Rivers. Who did I marry you to?
Dr. Rivers.
Oh my gosh, that went out quickly. Sonya Robinson, she's a queen, y'all. Yes, she's on all the social medias, honestly. And you can reach out to her by way of this platform. I will make sure she gets your information. So again, conversation matters, especially in today's time with all that's going on in our world. So you've been, like I say, you've been listening to nothing but the stone cold truth here. You thought I was kidding? Thank you for tuning in with us every Wednesday. Remember, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So why not start conversating today? Why not? We'll talk to you soon.
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom! Kaboom.